Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
I almost forgot how this starts out. I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, no,
today is August. No, oh, I'm talking. Nothing's changed here, has it?
Well, yeah, the attitude's still there.
What happened to your voice? It sounds like you've been sucking on a lot of cock.
No, not at all. Probably I think all I'm dust. Coming down with a cold.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Hey,
it's all
get
the
it
dust
done before Vegas.
Moves.
Probably.
Could be.
Today's August 1st, 2012. You're listening to Foul Monkeys, based out of Chicago, one of the greatest shows you'll ever hear in your lifetime.
Ever. And this is episode 434. You're big fat whore.
Good one.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't rhymed in a while. Yeah, oh. Oh. Oh, no.
You're doing your heavy talk. Your heavy breathing.
I don't understand.
You're doing your phone operator's sex voice.
When you talk like this, it shorts out the mic.
But it's so sexy.
So, you guys, there was a show without me, the second show, pretty much.
Actually, we had three. Total.
Well, I mean, one full show without me, and then two short
half
ones.
Shows. So, two shows.
Two squirts.
Yeah,
two squirts.
I have to say, we haven't talked about this yet, right?
About
wait, you guys
done
a show alone before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then this is the second show alone with the other two. So, okay. So
no,
three.
No, we've never done a full show alone.
So this is the first time alone?
Yeah.
We did the diary monologue.
That was the one
full show.
By itself. Then we did a full show, then a diary monologue.
I have to say, I was really impressed with you guys.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
High five.
I was really impressed.
Ah, why?
Oh, fuck yeah.
After I got over all the gagging from your engagement.
Oh. Pretty much.
Oh, hey, listeners,
no,
we're engaged.
So,
did you notice that not a single listener really said anything?
Well, we have a phone call, I think. And then we have two phone calls, I think.
Granted, I guess though most listeners already got out of the way because most listeners pay attention to Twitter and Facebook.
Right. So,
So you moved.
I've moved and I've been busy as shit.
You live near us. You actually walked here.
Oh, we have like 15 different phone calls.
Right. So yeah, I live two stops away on the red line from you guys.
Those.
And a short walk.
Did you walk here from your apartment?
No.
Oh.
Please, it's more than one stop away.
I was like, what?
From the Brad rule.
No, well, I would walk if you were at.
I'd walk if it
Berwyn.
Wasn't 80. If it wasn't.
If we were at Berwyn, that's like three blocks.
Yeah, I would walk there. That's fine.
No, I mean, 3 blocks from us. That's kind of funny.
No, Bryn Mawr is.
No, three blocks.
If
why should I get off at Berwyn?
Hamburger
then?
Mary's is at Berwyn. Berwyn.
So I could get off at either one and it's still the same distance
no.
to walk?
No.
Oh, okay.
You both are crazy.
No, it's too far to walk. I would never do it.
Well, I would. I don't mind.
I wouldn't do it because it does exceed my one stop in between rule.
I should
don't
have
like
done it in these flip-flops.
I don't know.
Here's the
I don't
thing.
Like if, walking
if
from
I
here
have,
to Bryn Mawr.
If I'm not a big, if I'm not in a hurry, and if it wasn't 90 degrees outside and mm-hmm. plus, I probably would walk
please.
Sometimes.
There's no other, the bus doesn't, I mean, I could take the bus to Clark, but then I have to walk like 4 blocks to my house.
You could take the Sheridan bus and then walk to the 84 bus.
I don't want to take two buses.
I'm just putting it out.
I don't understand what's wrong with what
and
it did.
And why would I take
I
the 84? That's Peterson,
wrong.
Right?
Yeah, but it goes right outside of
it literally
Bryn Mawr.
Drops off.
No.
It goes by Bryn Mawr.
It goes,
yeah.
It goes
oh, you
up
mean right
bridge.
Down here, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying there's
walk.
Anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it hasn't changed. So yes, I am moved. I've almost got everything done. Last Wednesday, first of all, I didn't feel like recording, and then
you know why?
I was busy.
You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because you were updating to the new the operating system.
I was doing that too.
I knew it, and that was the reason.
That's
why.
The first thing he said is the real
totally,
reason Ricky isn't here.
No, because I would have done that here while we were recording if that was the reason.
And you would have shut down my internet because he was doing the same thing.
Although I don't really see a big. Well, first of all, let me get away with my move, and then we'll talk about that. So I moved.
I'm going to agree with you.
Tony and I, or the provider and I, are like in a one-bedroom apartment.
Are we supposed to be recording on Pride 48 tonight?
Is it the third? No, it's the third Wednesday.
Adam H2T asked.
Oh, no, it's the third Wednesday of every month. So we have everything done. We bought some stuff for the apartment. One of the things I'm like super excited about that we got is the, because our kitchen's kind of small, we have one of those racks that you hang and it has all the pots and pans hanging off of it. I love it.
That's cool.
It's like my favorite thing. And we painted the kitchen and the bathroom, and we painted one of the walls in the bedroom or the living room. We have another wall to paint in the living room.
It's nice. I don't have any problems with you painting.
He said, because I asked him, can we paint? Because he just finished painting. And he was like, well, we need to talk about it. And I was like, okay. So then we asked again. So about the paint, he goes, I don't care pretty much what you paint it. Just don't paint it fucking like crazy. Like black or stripes or polka dot. He said anything else is fine. So pretty much our kitchen is like the color of your headphones.
Okay, so it's green.
Yeah. What? And then our...
So you stole it from our bathroom?
You're judging already. No, yeah.
It's because it's
you stole bathroom. It from our bathroom.
Right. I'm just okay. saying it's because...
What color
bathroom.
Is that one?
I don't know. It's
Was it bear?
It is bear.
Is it lime zest or
no.
lime citrus?
No.
Or, oh, okay.
It's like Kermit. I don't know. I don't remember. It's in the closet.
And then our...
With Tom Cruise and... With
Tom Cruise.
John Travolta.
And, yeah. Aw. They're getting massages. Gay.
Speaking of, did you heard about the whole John Travolta and him and his 8-year
relationship
with his gay pilot friend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't this old news?
Well, we haven't talked about it, so it's new now. It's now official. Since Foul Monkeys are talking about it.
Oh my god, it really has not changed. No, we cannot.
And of a sudden, you're being very Ricky right now by not letting him actually finish the story.
I know, it's kind of fun.
No, it's not.
So, and then our... bathroom is like a really, really nice yellow. It's really bright. We don't have a window in there, so it's all yellow. And I don't know, I might keep the bedroom the same color because I don't like dark bedrooms. And
yeah, I'm really shocked he didn't tell you that you need to have to paint it back. We didn't ask our guy, but that's also because he didn't paint a damn thing after someone lived here for 5 years, and that wall and there's like a baby blue that we hate. So
and
I figured,
none of the holes from the nails that had like the zillion pictures up were
so
fixed.
So we didn't ask, and we just waited until, you know, he comes in monthly to change our air filter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, one day he'll see all the walls, and him and his wife are here to re-sign the lease. And
they didn't say shit.
Never said
shit.
They
were right here, standing
right
in the dining
room. My thing is even if we painted the walls... Nowhere in the lease does it say we can't, and we didn't pay a security deposit. So
does it say no alterations in the lease? Because that would be an alteration. No.
I asked him, can we paint? He said yes.
Speaking from my job, always get it in written form.
I'm not too worried about him because
just
he's really
putting
nice.
Us out there.
Though we didn't get permission, and we have a deposit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, with a deposit, you would think that would kind of cover that if you decide to leave without getting your deposit back.
Oh,
well,
no, I'm getting my deposit back.
Well, we also both planned that we were going to paint it back, but...
Yeah, maybe this wall, this blue one here in the dining room. But anyway, so yeah, so you're all moved in. That's exciting.
Yeah, in a few weeks, I'm going to have a housewarming party, but I don't need anything, so.
It's called.
It's
called a bottle of wine.
No, it's called stock my liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't have any space at all. You can throw liquor.
The kitchen is. It's like the size of your office. It's small.
Yeah, Waylon doesn't do that.
I could probably put something in the living room because the living room's huge, but...
Yeah.
You
can get a little...
Yeah, we'll have it one day soon.
Console or something.
So,
that's what you need. That's the housewarming present you need.
A liquor cabinet?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But then we can't give you liquor because...
Oh, I'd be okay with that.
Oh, Adam said that apparently the Google Doc had us, but the website didn't. So he will get it corrected on the site schedule.
Okay, cool. Oh,
thanks, Adam.
Which I hope this third Wednesday of August. What day is it?
Today is...
I hope we can record live. We need to practice because I have not done that in a long time.
I don't know if we need to practice. We just need to make sure you know how to set your computer up, right?
Right.
That's what we have to practice.
That's what he's practicing.
Yeah.
I might get to that. Actually, I might have to use my computer because we had to buy software for it.
You have to practice.
You do it, Ricky.
I will.
He keeps us in check. Waylon does. I do the editing and the posting and the recording. And what do you do again?
I don't do anything because I'm the fucking star.
Oh. So we do have a question from the Mouth of the South, which I really don't want to talk about because it's kind of stupid. But he asked,
look who it's coming from.
Yes. Talk about how hard it is for me to watch American Idol since I have perfect pitch.
Perfect pitch for like straight to bed. Or straight to an alleyway or whatever.
Yeah.
I've never heard him sing.
He asked that?
No, but he goes to church, so maybe he does.
Oh, church music doesn't count unless you're a soloist. I can sing Amazing Grace with 500 people and sound okay.
Right? Can you?
I don't know. I don't want to try. But that leads me. Did you guys see the video that I want us to do?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I think we should do it.
Okay.
I already know the moves. I already got it.
You already have all the moves?
Pretty much all of them. And I know all the words.
Have you practiced in heels?
I have not practiced in heels.
Because we all have to do it in heels if we're going to do it.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Well, if we're going to kiki, we got to be in heels.
Right.
And if anything, we should all have beards and do the wigs and the thing like the one guy did in that video that's...
Wigs. I don't need wigs.
I'm sorry, not wigs.
I was thinking
sorry,
like
makeup.
Sexy bear video.
I don't know about that, Ricky.
Sexy bear chub.
So who are we going to record it?
No. We need to get somebody that's good with camera. My friend Lou was, but he's in Denver, Colorado now.
Let's search on Xtube.
So we need a free videographer. Is that what you call him?
Yes. And we have one, but we're not using him. Awkward silence.
Oh.
Is this over?
Huh?
Is this
okay.
Is this the guy over at the place over?
What?
So we want to do this video, but I asked the people if they want to see it. Only one person responded.
There's a few people that responded, but it was funny because you're like, oh, I wonder if anybody wants to see this. And then you're like, you start a poll to the listener. Like, really? You asked? Dumbass.
Oh, and I did get some listener feedback, but they really hate it when we put other people's show or Pride 48 in replace of a recording. Mm-hmm. Especially the newer listeners who have no idea what it is. They're like, do you know how disappointing it is when I think I'm listening to your podcast and then I hear a bunch of people that I don't care about and I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about and they're talking about like business stuff that doesn't matter to me.
Well, I hate that for them and it's going to happen because that's the only way people can find out stuff. So it's just going to be on the show. So there's no option. Is that okay?
I guess. Even though that's the first time we've really done it because we were too lazy to put the show out.
Second time.
Mm. Well, first time with us.
You know, the other way we could do it is say put
but
a link
need
in
to
the
know.
News.
They want people.
We have a news feed on the website.
Nobody goes to the website. Ask those people that listen to that show, ask them if they went to the website.
Do you know what? Maybe people don't go to the website because we never fucking talk about the website or give them a reason to go to the website.
We have a new website.
Phase 2.
You have no reason to go to
Phase 2. We'll talk
Why
about
Why don't
it.
They?
Phase 2.
We have a news feed. We could actually put shit on there.
We can.
That's going
and we can
notes.
Actually post instead of on Facebook. We can put it on the website, which I guess people could go to. But Facebook ruins everything.
Mm. So have you been watching the Olympics?
I have not watched. I didn't watch any of the opening ceremonies. And
we did.
The only thing I've been watching is pictures of sexy hot guys online.
Oh, my God. Those pictures you showed of that half-naked gymnast. We actually have pretty much watched every Olympic game that we can. Our TV really hasn't changed from
NBC. So what's the scandal with NBC and them not showing everything like they used to?
So the issue, one of the issues is, and I really feel like they need to catch up with their shit, is that when you do online stuff or when you do it on your phone through their live Olympic feed, you have to log into your cable provider before you can even watch it.
It's because they don't want to give it away for free.
Right.
They don't want people that are paying for it.
So I feel like they might be, I don't know if it's critique notes, I guess I should say, for the future Olympics. I feel like, for someone who, like Waylon and I, we don't have cable. We don't we don't have time in a sense for cable. We watch it in a sense. We'll watch it like the 3 hours we have at night sometimes. But
well, there's also always going to be a delay because they're not showing the actual feed because, you know, they're like 6 hours ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
No, well, they do online. They do have the live.
I'm talking about on TV.
They will on certain ones.
Well, if it matches up. Yeah, if it matches up. But they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to show it live at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're going to reshow it at a.
Well, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, no.
But, that's what I'm saying.
But most of them that are going to happen, they're going to be happening at like 8 or 9 o'clock there, and then it's going to be 4, 2 in the afternoon here.
But haven't they previously ran it 24 hours? I mean, there was
I don't think they ever have on an actual cable network.
Not on a major network like that. Like, they probably have one of their NBC sport channels that do it. Or
oh, yeah, they're not going to make any money. They're always going to have the advertisers and do the evening news and...
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm answering an email from someone that's asking us why we're not on Bride 48 real quick. Sorry.
If this was a live show, they would know that we're not doing it live.
I think they know that, but...
Wait. They would know now.
Yeah. Yes, but water polo. I don't really understand the rules quite yet. I need to look it up.
It's so hot.
But it's really kind of hot to watch. And it is very nice if they are at least the one swimmer that still rocks the tiny swimsuit, which is because they need as little clothes possible for people to grab onto.
Right. I think they should just do it naked.
And I kind of enjoy that the underwater camera, sometimes you see ass cheek because people pull shorts off, give wedgies.
I saw a picture of Michael Phelps and his shorts were almost non-existent. Like, where were they? It was online.
Oh, because
that's my picture.
There was another one in the 100 or the 200. Wait, the 4x200 free. When we were looking at it, the ones in the white short, the new guy, he wore a black Speedo underneath, but they were like see through.
No, but
and, like his whole like Olympic ring tattoo was showing the whole thing. So
well, see, but I think he's talking about he was wearing short, like short shorts,
like speedos. Like swimming Speedos.
Oh yeah, because generally,
but they were loose because they were hanging off of them.
What's interesting is that. On most of his races, he wears those long, like, pant things now. But, no,
does
so it's been
be
interesting.
Doinger? I've never seen that.
I don't know.
They don't wear Doinger shorts. They need to.
They kind of slow them down in the water.
Well, no, I mean when they get out of the water.
Mm.
Okay. They should actually change into their Speedos just on camera.
Nice. I can't wait for the men's gymnastic. The women's gymnastic we've been watching.
They won gold, right? The women's?
Yes.
They were the first one since 96. 16 years for the women's group.
And then the men did awful?
Individuals. They're trying to prove themselves tonight, which is Wednesday.
Oh.
So.
FYI. So enough about the Olympics. Do we have anything else?
I've got Olympic fever.
Oh, they were talking about the Olympic icon, how it looks like that. Lisa Simpson giving Bart Simpson a blowjob or something?
I don't know about that.
No, it totally does. When they originally came out with it, the colors and how it looked like two people because it was like the two top things were yellow, like Bart and Lisa Simpson, and the rest of it's like colored clothing.
Hmm. And it totally looked like she was going down on them.
Totes.
It still does to me. It doesn't matter.
Now that you see it.
So everyone, tell your children.
Hide your kids, hide your wives. So I really think that I know they have like a gay Olympics, but I really think that they should do like a gay Olympics, like long distance comer or pole vaulter. Or
well, Josh should be in that one.
Or
he should be in long. Well, I don't know if he should be in long distance comer, but he definitely would.
No, he should.
I don't
be
know
a
the
pole
distance,
jumper.
But he definitely needs to be in some kind of endurance race.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Josh doesn't listen to the show.
I know. So our lovely married listener in Australia would like to know, do any of us play computer console games?
No.
If so, what's your console of choice and your favorite game?
I don't play computer games because I find it hard to play the computer, like with the keys and all that stuff. I do have a PS3, an Xbox 360,
do you play
and
it?
A Wii.
Do you play it?
Not the Xbox 360. I'm giving that to my nephews.
Oh, I was going to say you should give it to me.
I really want to purchase
a
PS3. Because I do have some games that I do enjoy that I like to play.
Mm-hmm.
But
for real, you should give it to me.
And I haven't had a Wii in a while. Though I lost all those to the X's.
I love my Wii. It's fun.
I bet you love
your
Wii.
I like my Wii, too.
I'm a Wii. So really, the answer is no.
But I do... Well, I play games like PS3.
I play Facebook games.
I do not play Facebook games. Bubble Safari. I am tired. And I have to agree with Nessa.
Block that shit.
I have to agree with Nessa. Mom, stop sending me requests to play Whateverville.
You can block them. If you don't like it, block it. And you can block all of
them. You can't do that on the phone, though, right? You have to be on the computer to do it.
Then just get on your computer and do it.
I'm at work, and they don't allow us to be on Facebook.
Then you wait till you get home, and you go through all of them, and you say, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
I have too many friends for that. And I have a life.
No, you go to your page, dipshit. And on your page, you could just put...
Ricky's...
That's too much. Why can't it be it's already blocked, and you can unblock it if you would like? Why can't it be that way?
Because they can't make money.
So, let's...
Are you okay we have there, some more,
well, let's,
we have lots of phone calls, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We do have a phone call. Do you want to go to the very bottom and play the phone call from the bottom to the top?
I always go to
we
the
have
very
three
bottom.
From JD.
I always go to
he
the
He hasn't
very
asked
bottom.
The expert.
Whoa, Kathy Bacon. We haven't did our intro yet.
Oh, we also had a listener.
We don't have an intro for the phone call.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah,
we also had a listener who thought that our...
It's only been 2 weeks.
Who thought that our... who thought that this intro was recorded because...
The one star or the phone call?
Yes. Apparently, we do it the same almost every time.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Going back to the one star review, what did the provider say that night?
He said something, but he's always doing it. Well, because like in the group that he volunteers at, when they have like good news or whatever, they like clap once or whatever, like one big clap. But what was it? He was over here.
It
and
was funny.
He said,
it was like, one clips.
Or like one clap review.
Oh, because we're talking about
phone review. Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but he said that, and that was at George's party, right?
Yeah.
And I thought we were going to die laughing.
It was funny. It was good.
Ring-a-ling a ding! We've got a phone call!
Fucking shit. That was different.
This is an anonymous question from...
Well, who is this?
From...
This is an anonymous question for the ask your expert, and my question is, so how does a sling work? And my recommendation for your expert would be maybe Yo Mama.
I did my mama to see if that would be okay.
Is your mama, is that person Asian?
No, I'm thinking your mama as in the one that actually calls our show.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't ask that person if it's okay to do that.
Oh, to give him a call?
Uh-huh. I could text him real quick, or her, and see.
Well, yeah, you, I wrote it down, so we'll do it.
Okay.
Well, anonymous lurker, pig product. we will get back to that. We'll table that one so we can try to set up
it's in our queue.
A special call for that one.
So should we do it in the next call?
Yeah.
While you're doing your thing? By the way, sure. PayPal, you sent a payment. Just to let you know. ThoughtMonkey sent a payment. And I have an email confirmation. For ThoughtMonkeys.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, we're waiting on you.
Hey, Bell Monkeys guys, Waylon, James, and Ricky, hey, it's RC calling you guys just to say what's up. I haven't asked the expert.
I'm going
to
ask you a question.
Question for you guys. What do you do when you're with somebody really hot, and it could be, maybe you're in an open relationship, maybe you're like the person you're thinking about dating or whatever, but they're really hot and you're like totally into them, and then all of a sudden they like come out with some like really fucked up shit like about their history or their past, and they do like anyone else would and try to convince you that, oh, you know, it really wasn't my fault, or I kind of was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but long story short, I went to prison or something like that. What do you do I guess that's my question for the expert. So I had fun in Chicago this weekend, and I look forward to your next cast. All right, talk to you girls later. Bye.
That would be RC.
You were in Chicago and you didn't say?
Yes, you knew that.
It was some pitchfork. It was a pitchfork.
And it rained all the time.
And we weren't going outside.
Well,
so, oh. Can we pause for a second? Oh. Hello. Hi, Mama. How are you? I'm here.
Take it off speaker.
Speaker.
You sent me a textimonium. I don't know how to do that.
We know you love the text, right?
I don't know how to do it.
Okay, well, Mama, hey, we haven't asked the expert. You know we do a little show, right?
A what?
A little show?
Oh, that's that mechanical thing you do.
Yes, the mechanical thing.
I don't really know about it. You do that usually when I'm taking a nap.
Usually around 3 o'clock on a Sunday, right?
Yes, in fact, I'm feeling sleepy right now. I'll try to stay awake. What do you want to ask me?
So, you know, one of our listeners was interested. They want to know, and this is an anonymous person. I believe she lives out...
Anonymous, I say hello.
I'll do that. they want to know, how does a sling work?
Well, you put your arm in it and you put it around your neck.
You put it around your dick?
And it elevates it.
Put it around your dick?
Your arm.
Oh.
Get you one of them Q-tips, ginger man. You got shit here.
So, you really don't know.
Oh my god!
So
I didn't hear what you said. You're tackling like a schoolgirl. What are you talking about?
That was James LeRoy.
Well, tell that colored boy I said hello. No, well, check your wallet when you're done. Also,
hello, Mama.
Hey, colored boy.
So, okay, well, I thought he was going to talk more, but so you don't have anything else to say about slings or slingshots or maybe slings being in rooms?
No, are you talking about that nasty sling thing?
Yeah, you know that thing that I walked in on, you know, down in the basement
one
night?
Oh, well, you know, that's where you were conceived.
Oh, my God.
TMI, Mama.
Half of you was conceived. The other half ran down my leg.
And that's because that you weren't the one in the sling, right?
Well, you were gonna be twins, but you ended up being a ginger man instead.
Well, Mama, I think you have embarrassed the hell out of me, so I think that we need to go.
You just call your mama anytime. I'm happy to assist you.
Well,
now, tell me about this Mexican man that you're living with.
His name is the provider.
Your roommate. And...
Well, yes. You know what? He needs to be providing your mama with something, too, every now and then.
Oh.
And what would that be?
Well, I don't know. Have him make me a taco or something.
What about if he eats your taco?
What?
What about if he eats your taco?
You've become, you know, ever since you've moved to that big city, you've just become vulgar. You're nothing but vulgar. And what's if I hear that you go into Sin City in September?
Oh, yes. Pride 48. I'm so excited to go. You've heard about it?
Well, I heard that you're flying on that crazy airline, Spirit Air, is that it?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, not this year.
It's about damn time you said no, ma'am, to me. After all, I am your mama.
That is true. I'm sorry I don't call you as often as I should.
call you ma'am.
You're damn right. One of these days, you'll miss me.
When is that?
Damn if I know. Damn if I miss you. Okay, well, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, Mama.
Bye, Mama.
Bye. Tell those other boys I said hello.
Hello, Mama.
Bye, Mama.
Don't forget to wipe.
Bye, Mama.
So I totally think Mama saw my hand gesture for time.
Y'all, we're working on this new thing where we do hand signals for time.
No, you're working on it. It worked perfectly for us when we were by ourselves.
Yeah, when
and there were no hands.
Well, I could tell that you did it, though.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
No, you can.
Yeah, I could. So, we have anything else to talk about?
We have all kinds of things to talk about.
Yeah. We have more stuff. Do we want to go into the Chick-fil-A thing right now or the next show? Do we have enough to talk about, like, for 15 minutes or whatever?
2 minutes on Chick-fil-A and that's it. Let's do it that way.
Just 2 minutes, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's literally been overtalked.
Okay. So, we all know...
So, I guess, what do you want to talk about it?
Well, we've always known that Chick-fil-A is a Christian company, right?
Well, yeah, and they've been crazy.
And they've said things before, and people, like, protest. Did it work?
The protest?
Yeah.
It did until today.
Today? Well, no, it now did what
until
they said,
today.
Right. Now, today, because, I mean, I guess my whole thing is, why does it make a difference if the CEO says it, and then they're like... What is it called? Their value statement or whatever. Their value statement says the same thing, right?
What?
Pretty much, you know, to live Christian life or whatever. Their
what
business.
What are you trying to get at?
Is it such a big deal if he just pretty much said what their statement says?
I don't get what you're asking. What do you mean? How is it a big deal?
He's talking about the
mission
statement.
Yeah, like the mission statement. If their mission statement is to live good lives, whatever, Christian, you know, whatever, and he just pretty much backed it up with, yeah, we do that, and I don't believe in gay marriage, which we already knew that, right?
Yeah, but he had never publicly said that.
I don't know. I just think, I mean, it's still a big deal, but I'm just saying how long, I mean, people protested, we didn't hear about it for how long?
Because no one's really ever protested it. People have bitched about it for a long time because, you know, you hear that... the bigotry that happens in the actual restaurants and the stores and how everything is Christ-centered and how, you know, some say they won't hire homosexual employees, you know, things like that. You know, there's those different sides of it that you've heard a long time and people have kind of been hearing about this. But other people really didn't know that and it didn't become public until the CEO came out and said those things. And it, you know, but some of it really does. And I think we should post that link to the story that I'd found because I think it sums it up on why it's about a lot more than just marriage rights and how it has nothing to do with damning his right of freedom of speech.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. There's a lot more behind it and the reason and why it's important not to eat there.
Well, we have, by the way, their mission statement is to be America's best quick service restaurant. It has nothing to do with
Christian. No, not, it's not called the mission statement. It's called their... I don't know. It's usually like seven things that they value or their values in their company or whatever the case may be. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, well, they're all upset because, you know, he's being crucified for his First Amendment right. Well, yeah, we can all say stuff that we don't agree with. I mean, people say the N-word all the time, but there's like repercussion for saying the things that you feel. Not everybody's going to enjoy it or, you know, believe it. So there's always going to be a backfire for that. So
question for you then. Do you agree with the congressman that's basically vetoing the fact that they do not want to open a Chick-fil-A in his neighborhood?
That's not a congressman.
The alderman?
Or alderman, sorry.
No, I that's fine. I mean, I agree with him.
Do you agree with him?
Yeah.
So, and I'm just
but I think it's hard.
I think that's tricky. I mean,
it is completely tricky.
I don't know if it's... I don't think it's a politician's job to say or to block... a Chick-fil-A from opening up in a neighborhood because that neighborhood happens to be
Hipsterville,
a little more gay-friendly or whatever. I mean, I would agree that, you know, those values may kind of go against of what, like, the values of the city are and that kind of stuff. However, you know, I don't think that a politician can stop something like that opening up because that's also saying that if a gay couple wanted to open a bakery, that then an alderman is going to be okay to say, right. no, you can't open that in our neighborhood because you're next to a church and we don't believe right. in being mm-hmm. gay.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I don't agree with that. But I do think it's when everyone's right to not shop somewhere you want,
mm-hmm.
not give the money that's going to go up and down the chain and not support those things.
My other thing, if we took every company that gave their dollars to something that we did not like, we would be on a farm raising our own food.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, but I still think that there are large companies who give a lot of money to very specific organizations mm-hmm. that are at the heart of a lot of the hate and discrimination that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And Chick-fil-A spends a lot of money compared to a lot of different companies and organizations to two of the most important groups that are backing the most hate-filled speech mm-hmm. and doctrine that there is. Also, the ones that are lobbying for Congress to back up the legislation or whatever that would allow, what country is it with their kill the gays bill, basically?
Oh, Uganda?
Uganda. Like, they're also lobbying for mm-hmm. them to not vote on that or to go against the article that would mm-hmm. help us stop that, for instance. So I think because of those two, that's when it becomes important. But I don't disagree with you, but I also think what that comes to question is that why then people really do need to look at everything, you know? It's just like when people eat organic and stuff, where your stuff comes from. You know, we blindly buy things from companies without knowing, you know, what's happening with mm-hmm. that. You know, it's a hard line because, like, the one that's down in the one Chick-fil-A that's in downtown Chicago
that just opened, what, last year?
Yeah, about so.
You know, she may love gay people and may have gay people working.
No, she actually came out on the
news.
I
don't. But you see, though, but I think that that's probably still scripted because in another place said almost the same exact thing she did. And I think that's just backpedaling of trying to get people mm-hmm. to get money, because I still believe that owner operators, Chick-fil-A still makes them close on Sunday. They still control how they run their business. Mm-hmm. It'd be different if you were just paying 10 cents on the dollar for a franchise name. But I still think the corporate has way more to do with her. But, you know, it is hard when you think about that, too, because that's money not coming back into the community in which mm-hmm. we live in and whatnot. But, you know, I think it was just the same big of deal about the Target stuff when Target made the one big mistake that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they given lots of money, then they made one mistake and we chastised them, we crucified them. But they also, I think, made it right, apologize, and then giving money. But I think you have to call them out, and we probably should be more aware.
I'm just wondering, so I read an article that maybe 697,000 some people went to this Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day shit. I'm just wondering how many people aren't going, because there's no numbers for that. We don't know, you know, how many people are actually protesting it.
Well, the rest of the people, those aren't the people.
But I mean,
no, just, I agree. You know, I know where you're coming from. There wasn't a one day let's everyone not go,
right?
Because we didn't get to see one drop in it mm-hmm. because now we just saw a bunch of people who don't understand why this is important, who are like, I'm gonna go eat it today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I saw pictures from friends in Indianapolis where there were, like, cars, lines of cars, and it's, you know.
Though I was reading one, there was a, one of them, like, in a university or something, and the line was, like, 3 hours long. And so, but another thing that I saw is apparently, I don't know if you guys saw the thing that I posted today about the Wendy's owner.
Yes.
In North Carolina mm-hmm. that put on his 86 signs, "We stand with Chick-fil-A." And Wendy's, every time somebody said it, Wendy's responded back to him, "We're looking into this. We're looking into this."
Probably because
they're... I think he's going to be in big trouble.
Well, I'm sure he is, because I guarantee you that wasn't a Wendy's sanctioned billboard.
Right.
Especially in the heat of all this. Mm-hmm. You know Wendy's is keeping quiet on no matter what they believe. Or frankly, church and religions be stayed the hell out of the chicken that I eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now, people. I don't know. I think it's very frustrating. And the interesting thing is
because their chicken's so good.
I hate it. I only like the waffle fries.
I love their chicken nuggets.
I'm a KFC boy, and I love my spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
I've never had a KFC chicken nugget. Is it good?
I don't know if I've ever had the nuggets, but I get the chicken fingers and the actual chicken.
I like their mashed potatoes and gravy, and I just like it all.
Yeah.
So we have to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're wrapping up episode 432. 434.
So wrapping it up on a hot note.
Let us know how you feel. I think a lot of people's already pretty much said how they feel about it.
Don't let us know.
But
I'm kidding.
I ate at Chick-fil-A for the longest time. I think this is the first time that I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous.
I think that I just would rather, instead of people letting us know how they feel, like actually talk to their friends who don't understand or mm-hmm. the people who are still eating there. And I don't know. Especially
one of my family members.
If you're gay, you know, read this article that I think we should post with the.
I'll post it in there.
Post with the album and go to the website and look at it. But I think
that's going
to
be posted as well. Yeah. We have a website.
I just think that there's some good questions to ask our supposed straight allies and our Facebook friends that are supposedly our friends when it comes to some of these issues about. People just don't really realize how some of this really affects us as individuals. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just more pertinent now that Bradley proposed to me, you know, so the idea of actually getting married, you know, is more of a realistic reality. Opportunity, which, you know, that it really does affect people, you know, and how you approach this.
I'm just wondering if people are getting scared because it's getting so close that, you know, people are starting to freak out because they think it's going to happen like in a year.
I think I hope it keeps escalating because what's all that's going to happen is that, you know, hopefully President Obama will make a federal. It'll become a federal law. Like,
it really is going to have to take a federal law to have something happen like that because the state by state issue that we're having with Iowa being, you know, gay friendly with marriage and us not being, it's just ridiculous. Why do we have to go to Iowa to go get married, come back to a state that's not going to recognize it at all? Mm-hmm. Why do we have to get a civil union?
Is not,
why do we have to do that? So. And I mean, God forbid, I don't ever think that this is ever going to happen. But I mean, for people who have had, in a sense, a divorce with the civil union, it's incredibly hard to get that off. You know, like, why is it so difficult to be able for us to have this?
So I have one thing we're going to end with because we're going to end on something positive. Mm-hmm. And that is, we do have a listener question that we want to talk about. Men's hair grooming quickly.
Oh, Paul.
Nose hairs, toenail clippings, etc. He says short on both accounts.
I prefer, I have to have mine. Are we talking about ourselves or just in general?
In general.
Like myself, my fingernails have to be short because if not, I'll start chewing on them. And last week or the week before last, it'd been like 1 year since I've like chewed my fingernails.
Nice.
And that was like the hardest thing for me to stop doing.
Nose hairs, I forget to trim until I start seeing them, and I do have a couple right now that need to be trimmed.
Luckily, those kind of blend in with your mustache.
Yes. My fingernails, I forget that it's time to cut them until they annoy me.
Until they scratch me really bad.
Yeah. Until I'm typing like Starkeisha at the DMV.
Oh, girl, I know. I'm at work.
I need to cut these.
I'm at work, and I'm like, oh, shit.
And I know we've talked about manscaping before, but honestly, Waylon is...
Bush.
A little more natural. I do not enjoy.
He likes to go in the.
I don't like the itch that comes along with grooming.
There's no bald ever. No, I might trim, not even bald, but honestly, I just like it natural.
Well, the balls, I enjoy bald.
I do not.
But everything else, I'm kind of like, I'll trim it, but then it's still fucking itchy. I'm like, at work, I'm like.
Really?
Yeah, how do
you? Because how close do you trim though?
I think we have more chub rub than you.
but at the same time, how close do you trim? Because I have like I have a guard when I trim.
Yeah, and what grosses me out is that same guard is what we use on our beards.
It is not. I actually use a different guard, and I keep it put away.
I'm sorry.
You put his face down. You put your face down there anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Oh God.
So this we're is out James here. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
Bye.
Keep your pubes clean.
That was James.
Yes, that was.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.